If you're a DOJ pensioner or if you're retiring from the civil service, then this program is just for you. The DOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department.
In this week's program, we examine methods used to pay pensioners. We'll also take a look at the pensioner's pay advice. The Accountant General's Department has two methods of paying pensions. The pension is usually sent directly to the pensioner's account or paid by checks through the post office. The Accountant General's Department is, however, phasing out payment by checks. Depositing the pension directly into the pensioner's account is safer and provides greater advantages. Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weirgrant, tells us more.
We are encouraging all our pensioners to provide us with their banking information, specifying the name of the bank, the account number, and the branch or location of the bank. The pensioner will avoid the hassle of having to go to the post office to collect a check, then to the bank to encash that check. It is more convenient to simply have the funds sent to your account, then available through your ATM card.
In the event that a check has to be collected at the department, the acceptable IDs are passport, driver's licenses, or national ID. Pensioners who are legal permanent residents in other countries can have their pensions paid in their country of residence through our paying agents.
To facilitate payments overseas, the pensioner must send a letter certified by a notary public or equivalent requesting to be paid overseas. The letter must be accompanied by proof of permanent residence, such as a notarized copy of a permanent residence card, naturalization certificate, or the biographic page of their passport. It should be noted that all correspondences, including copies of documents from overseas regarding your pension, must be certified.
Monthly pension payments are due on the 25th of each month. However, when the 25th falls on a Monday or Friday, payments are made on the preceding Thursday. The pensioner's pay advice is sent by mail each month. The advice is a document which outlines the details of your pension. Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weirgrant, tells us more.
The pay advice indicates the pensioner's name, pensioner's number, which is the six-digit number located at the top left-hand corner of the pay advice, the type of pension, for example, public officer or teacher's pension. This information is useful when completing a substitute life certificate. The pay advice also shows the deductions such as widows and orphan, income tax, and the health insurance. It also shows the gross pay and the net pay for the month. Please note the section that states gross to date or year to date are payments or deductions from the beginning of the year to the last month of payment.
It is very important to keep your pay advice as they help you to monitor the payments made over the years. That's it for this week's edition of GOJ's Pensioner's Guide in 5. Thanks for staying with us, and please join us again next week. This has been your GOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department. For more information, log on to treasury.gov.jm, send an email to agd.info@treasury.gov.jm, or call 948-9137 or 922-82307. You can also keep up with the Accountant General's Department on Facebook and follow on Twitter at AccountantGenJM.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.